Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Saying that you thought that Kevin Durant wasn't going to break like a dry breadstick in the NBA, then you're lying to yourself. Because when you watched him in college, you were like, that dude's too thin. He's never going to be that kind of player. The NBA changed and evolved a lot, and that's why – and I don't know how much of that had to do with the simple fact that Kevin Durant could do all the things that he could, but the NBA changed a lot and allowed a lot more for shooters to be dominant in this game, and that was – that may have been the turning point when Greg Oden proved that big men just don't stick around that long, and Kevin Durant was like, if you can shoot and you can do all these things and have length, you can really be a player in the NBA.
Just real quick, Bassick, because people are trying to throw out their Kwame Browns and Michael Olowokandis as worse than Anthony Bennett. And no, look up the numbers. Anthony Bennett is easily the worst just pick at number one of all time. But that whole draft was dudsville. And well, Corey is right. When you get Kevin Durant right after Greg Oden, then you're like, well, crap.
Yeah, but even all those other picks, like, there was an argument to be made even if people disagreed. People, they came up in 2013 and said Anthony Bennett, everybody was like, in unison was like, what?
The number six pick?
Also, people were like, who? Right? Yeah. Like, people should be able to say what. People saying who is not a good place to be on your number one pick.
You guys ready for me to win this battle?
Yeah.
He was the number two overall pick, and he has zero stats.
Oh, are you about to say Len Bias?
The day after he got drafted, he overdosed on
What are you doing right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you guys named it. I mean, let's just think about it. I remember being a kid and like, wait a second. The draft was yesterday. He's dead today. Do the Celtics like get to redo their pick? And they're like, no, it's over. And so – out of all the guys, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here, is out of all the guys that were supposed to, he was supposed to kind of start taking over for Larry Bird. This is 1986. You have back-to-back-to-back MVP guy, and they're like, oh, my God. And they might be adding the best guy out of college who gave Jordan problems when he was at Maryland. And then the next day, he dies. I get it that he didn't get to perform in the NBA, but you want to talk about a bust of a pick. The Celtics had done a lot to get Len Bias, and then the day later, he dies.
I just never feel good about
Wow.
I don't know about that. I just never feel good about, like, those other circumstances that play in. I mean, even going to Greg Oden, right? Like, that's a guy who, like, ostensibly was going to be really good, who's just had injuries that made it impossible for him to play. Right. And then, of course, obviously, Len Bias is a particular situation. I feel like it's necessary to throw a rest in peace in here somewhere. But yeah, that feels wrong. I understand what you're saying. You're not necessarily wrong.
And I knew where I was going to be controversial, but he was supposed to be all those things that you guys have named of those players, and he didn't get to do it. And it was his own fault.
A lot of people agree with you, Mike. You're a genius. That was going to be my pick. Mike is 100% correct. There never was a bigger bust of drafting a guy who died the next day. Mike is right. Can't beat death. And then somebody said Mike went super dark on that one, but they honestly think that you're right.
Sure.
So there are a lot of people that agree with you on this, Mike. We stuck with basketball a lot, but it was that the rule? Did we have to stay with basketball?
No, you can pick anyone. And
because Ryan Leaf's name keeps coming up, and I think that's a damn fine one.
I mean, at least Ryan Leaf like played for the team that drafted him. If we want to take some of the anger and heat off Mike, because I do not believe you have to factor in mitigating factors. Is whether it was injury or whatever else. Like, if the pick doesn't work out for you, and I'm sure the Celtics were sad, but I bet they were also frustrated about what happened, right? And you can say it was Tampa Bay's own fault, but this is one of the reasons I like to throw it out there, and I know it freaking agitates people, It's Bo Jackson. Hmm. Well, Bo Jackson was taken with a number one overall pick in the 1986 NFL draft and had exactly zero 1,000-yard seasons and never played for the team that actually drafted him. Was it that team's fault? Because he said, hey, I'm not going to play for you. Fair enough. But I'm just saying, if I told you you're going to take a running back with the number one overall pick and they will never run for 1,000 yards, they will run for more than 700 yards one time, they will never run for more than 5 touchdowns in a season, you are going to say by every conceivable metric that that player is a bust. Now feel free to be furious with me. I know injury, multi-sport.
Not if they give me an iconic 91-yard touchdown where they run up into the tunnel afterwards,
Thank
Kevin.
You.
You can do everything you want, but that run right there shows me that he wasn't a bust.
So if Luka, he ran up a wall after catching a fly ball.
That was so awesome.
Even
in the All-Star game.
Baseball player too.
In the All-Star game of her baseball, Kevin.
He was throwing people out from right field, flat-footed at third. Come
awesome.
On, man.
Yeah, and if I'm making my and-one mixtape or whatever, then Bo Jackson's going to be on.
If I need
a player, okay.
You know what? You're going to call him a bust, Kevin? Yeah, he busted Nolan Ryan's lip once with a baseball when he hit it right back at him. Guess what? Nolan Ryan played through it because Nolan Ryan's a man.
I knew Nolan Ryan played through it because I just assumed Bo Jackson was thrown out of first base because that's usually what happened when Bo Jackson was up to bat.
Or
he struck out.
Also, go
I think
back.
He was
and watch.
Good at baseball. Or I need to look up his numbers.
No, he was not. That's a misnomer.
What?
People think he was good at baseball because he was in an All-Star game one time. Look at his statistics. He was not good at baseball.
Okay. I do have another.
Who
story.
Hurt you,
Kevin? I want to.
I already told you it was NTTA this morning. All right, we've already been through that.
It was all the kids that cheered when he lost the spelling bee.
Yes.
All right, so
okay, hold on. No, Corey's right. If you really want it, for everybody who ever texts in and they're like, "God, you're so angry, you're so bitter," it's because like you're getting older. No, I'm pretty sure the genesis of this when I was 7 years old. I was in second grade. We did a weekly spelling bee. All right. I'd won the spelling bee like 16 times in a row or something obnoxious. Yeah, what's up? But it got down to me and this one other kid, and the word was either through or thorough. I can't remember, which is probably why I spelled it wrong to begin with. I spelled it wrong to lose. The entire classroom just started cheering that I had been defeated. And I think at that point, I turned into the Grinch, and my heart shrunk 2 sizes smaller than it's supposed to be. So, yeah, second grade at Bradfield Elementary.
Your emotional heart, right? Not your physical heart, right?
Oh, yeah. No, my physical heart was enlarged for a long time, I think.
Hey, I do have a report that I wanted to kind of put out there because this has been a story that's been on top of everybody's mind, and I do want to throw this out there because – it just ticks me off. And, Kevin, maybe it'll tick you off even more. There is the Austin Public Health Department is investigating a cluster of positive COVID-19 cases after a group of young travelers returned from a spring break vacation in Cabo San Lucas in Mexico.
Oh, no.
Approximately 70 people in their 20s departed in a chartered plane for a spring break about a week and a half ago, according to APH. This is from Fox 4. Some of the group returned on separate commercial flights. Currently, 28 of them have tested positive for coronavirus. So
they're all spreading around all over the place. Great.
Yeah. 4 of the confirmed cases did not present any symptoms. So even though they had it, they
what's the word for that, Corey?
Asymptomatic.
There we go.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
But 24 of them, I'd be symptomatic.
This time I didn't listen. I just knew to shut it down in my brain before it even started.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.